This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Propane Education and Research Council. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report last Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now, participating in the Propane Farm Research Program can impact your bottom line. Share your propane equipment performance data and you can receive compensation, like up to $5,000 towards towable generators and generators for backup power, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. To take advantage of all the ways propane is better for your bottom line, start your application today at propane.com/PFRP.
Export sales might have seemed a little low last week, but getting any sales with the state of the global economy and President Trump's tariffs is a good thing. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest corn export numbers from the USDA.
Corn came in 1.152 million tons for the old crop. No sales for the new crop, but that's fine. It's early to be getting and booking those sales. But that 1.152 comes in at the upper end of the range. We were looking for a high end total of 1.3 million tons. So overall, it's still very good. It's above the 5-year average, which was in at about 700,000 tons. So we continue to have strong export sales on this old crop corn. So no complaints.
McBride said the soybean numbers were also deceptively good.
Yeah, it's going to sound like it's a low number at 277,000 tons and no new crop sales, but this 276,000 or 277,000 tons is actually still above the 5-year average at which is about 210,000 tons. So overall, we're going to say this is positive. And the reason we want to look at that as positive is we know that we've struggled with soybean export sales for about the last year and a half to 2 years. So to be at or above the 5-year average right now is still okay. It doesn't tell us that the USDA needs to come in and make sweeping changes.
For more marketing information, visit allendale-inc.com. For Money Matters on Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.